Good morning and welcome to Hump Day Hallelujah here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and this morning I'm coming to you from our new food pantry. Now, having food available for our neighbors in need is nothing new for us here at Ascension, but we've moved our food closet into this space, which we're now calling our food pantry. Why the name change? Well, before it was literally in a closet, and now we have much more space to help meet the growing needs of our community. And really, it's more of a pantry now than the closet that it was before. It's much closer to our narthex, to our entryway, where we have greater and easier access to it. We have more shelving, which provides us to receive more food and be able to then distribute that food as well. So thanks to those who've been a part of this transformation and making this move, those in our community. Thanks to those who have bought food, those who have donated dollars to the food pantry in order that we might buy food, that we together might be able to serve our neighbors in need. Thinking about feeding, I'm reminded of the gospel reading from Matthew 13, where we hear the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And it's a great story. It's one that's familiar to many of us. But in that story, especially as told by Matthew, Jesus withdraws to a deserted place, and the crowds find him. And when it becomes evening, the disciples come to him and say, you know, invite him to send the disciples away, that they might go into town and buy food for themselves, because they said, this is a deserted place. We simply can't feed these people. The disciples were operating out of scarcity. And I would say, even dare to say, they were operating a bit out of fear and maybe a concern for being taken advantage of. Their solution was that they would send the crowds who had been there to hear Jesus, send them away in order that they might buy their own food, instead of seeking a solution where they could feed them themselves. It seems like that's what we as the church, as followers of Jesus Christ, have been called to do, is to provide hospitality, to feed our neighbors, to invite as opposed to send away those who are hungry. We're trying to do that literally here with this food pantry as well as in our worship service. But I wonder what it looks like if each of us does that also in our own lives, where we are seeking opportunities to help meet the needs of those we encounter, where we are inviting other people as opposed to sending them away, where we're not worried about having enough, but instead are trusting in God that we will in fact have enough and even more than enough. The story of the feeding of the 5,000, as we read to the end of that, once everybody had eaten, they gathered 12 baskets full of bread, more than they started with. And everybody had eaten their fill. It makes me wonder how often we send people away because we can't imagine how God might help to meet the need through us. And we tell them that we just simply don't have the resources. Instead of allowing God to use us in order that we might do something miraculous with God to help him meet the needs of those who have come to us. I think hospitality, I think the feeding of people is a place where we can, in a very tangible way, experience and share the love of God that we ourselves have received. And I encourage you to find opportunities to do that in your own life. And when you're shopping, if the Spirit moves you, feel free to pick up some non-perishable food items for our food pantry here at Ascension and trust that they will be given to the people who need them most. We're not worried about running out because we trust that God will continue to provide not only for us, but especially for those who are in the greatest of need. Thanks for spending this part of your day and week with me, and I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday for another Hump Day Hallelujah.